life too. Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Number one sports betting show, Carmelo Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Dick.
Ah, baby Tone!
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's the bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day, Tony.
I'm not paused, am I?
No, you're good.
I am at home. Day two of being at home. Why is Tone at home? I'm at home because I was in close contact with somebody who does have COVID. I did not have COVID. I tested negative again this morning. But to be safe and follow protocols, I'm at home until hopefully Monday I'll be back.
There we go.
Just need a negative test this weekend and I'll be back.
There we go.
Mitt and Nick are in the back. Boys, how are we?
Fantastic. It was a great day. We talked to Coach T on Pat's show. Just a legend of a human, legendary man. Just, I'm gushing.
I know. Great question from you. I forgot all about the icy Iron City in the fridge.
Great question from you as well. Great costume you had on as well. You represent the steelworkers in true Pittsburgh fashion.
Steelworkers, blue collar boys. Thank you. I appreciate that. Mitt, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Tony, I have a couple questions for you. Where actually are you? Because it seems very nice down in Florida. I wish I could go down there.
I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm in my backyard. I'm not in Florida. I don't know what to tell you, Mitt. Mockingjays are back. I'm not sure if you've been outside today, Mitt. It's beautiful outside.
You just call it mute?
Whoa.
I accidentally combined mutt and Mitt, so.
That's the one.
Which is what we call Mitt when we're pissed at him. Fucking mutt.
No, all Tony, right. I'm doing great. NFL on tonight. I got a play on the game. I got two plays on the game, actually, so let's go. I'm super excited.
We might as well start right there. Quick recap of last night. I was 2-2 on the diamond. The fucking Reds, how they blow that bullshit. I hate them so much. Pirates. We talked about it, though.
They did it
again. We talked about it, pal. There was always a chance that was going to happen.
I took them again today. Same thing. They stink.
And then the Giants plus a half did not come home.
Nah, not even close, my friend.
How'd you do last night?
2-2 as well. I had the Reds push this morning, and the White Sox got smashed by the Angels first five. And then Europa League, I hopped in these waters this morning. Marseille, up a man, gave up a goal in the 90th to draw, which stunk. Lazio lost when a goalie threw the ball into his own net. And Leicester's up on Napoli right now, so we might come even today.
Goalie threw a ball into his own net?
If after this, go to my Twitter and watch the video that says, what are we doing here? The guy hits, I think actually Yedlin might have hit the ball.
DeAndre?
Yeah, because he's on, who's he on? We figured that out. He's on Galatasaray, right?
Yes.
So they won, so it wasn't him. But yeah, the goalie hits the ball into his net.
Hey, I'm sorry about that, Paul.
That'll happen. It's Europa League. It's what happens. You bet Europa League. You're playing with fire, my friend.
Oh, Jesus. I just saw it. Jesus. let the boys know. Boys, if you're listening right now, we're going to do Thursday Night Football right now. So if you have any picks tonight, feel free to come in and join the conversation. The line, fucking line, it's 3.5. Football teams at home, 3.5 faves, 40.5 is still the total. Total is juiced to the over right now, so I don't know if it's going to go to 41 or not. It is low. I woke up potentially feeling dangerous this morning, potentially thinking about an under. Obviously, we wish it was 3 like it was yesterday. If you liked it yesterday, which I believe we did, and you got in at 3, awesome. If it's sitting at 3.5, I feel less awesome. Pal, how do you feel?
I hate this game.
It's the worst, huh?
And it just has that feeling where the Giants somehow lose by 2, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Chargers might be really good. Broncos might be really good. This is the thing with week 2. We have no idea who anybody's played.
It is a Dangerous, dangerous week. We've talked about it many, many times. It's a dangerous week. We have no fucking idea, really, what's going to happen tonight. I did put in... Oh, before we get started, Mitt, I'm sure you don't have the graphic. I'm sure you don't. But
you
if you
tell
did,
that bird to shut the hell up? Shut that bird up.
Hey. Hey! See? Hey!
Jesus.
Hold on. I got a rock.
Don't you hop on your ride and mower and do this, dude?
Is it loud? Is the bird loud? Hey! It's right there. Alright. Is it ruining the show?
No, you're
good. No.
Connor, how are you?
Good, Tony. How you doing? You look great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You look great, too. I can't see you.
No. I'm not going to put Mitt through that wire of trying to figure it out. We'll be fine on the split screen. Got a couple parlays tonight, but after what happened Monday night, yeah, go ahead.
Before you start, we have to mention the FanDuel Pat McAfee show. Pat McAfee, same game parlay. I believe it is 10 risk-free dollars to win 116 tonight. Mitt, I'm not sure if you had the graphic or not, but if I remember correctly, it's Danny Dimes over rushing yards. Is it Heinicke? Oh, there it is. You do have it. Heinicke over the rushing yards and Logan Thomas over the receiving yards. Look at you, Mitt. Fucking way to go.
Oh, baby, Mitt. $10, I texted
$10
you
risk
you
free,
knew I had it.
To win 116. What did you say?
I texted you and you knew I had it.
You knew he had it.
No. I watched you read the text message live on air.
No. So that was me watching Gumpy's soccer video, Mutt. I do see the text now. Sorry about that. Will you accept my apology?
Say yes.
Yes.
Accept. I actually accidentally muted my mic. I'm sorry.
Connor, sorry. Go ahead with yours.
Yeah, so Monday I had a few, and I knew that Renfro wasn't going to get in because of the fact I said it was my favorite. He got, you know, a PI in the end zone. We're not going to talk about it.
Did you also see the video going around the internet today of him fucking beautiful route on the goal line on the interception, which, you know, would have also cashed that
wide open? Yeah, and instead they threw it to Willie Snead for the first time in the entire game with the game on the line, obviously off his head. And not to mention Bryan Edwards in one of the parlays that I gave out. Bryan Edwards touchdown was in fact the last leg, and yeah, he was marked down at the half yard line. So I got one tonight, Tony. Obviously I'm in on Pat's super boost. I think that's a lock. I'll probably just take that separate and put like 50 on it, just because I like it that much. But this one I think is one of those where it's like, why didn't I bet on this after the game happens? And that is going to be Antonio Gibson touchdown, Terry McLaurin touchdown, Kyle Rudolph, which is the only one I'm not sure about, touchdown, Saquon Barkley touchdown. I do think that there's a chance that this could turn into a back and forth. A lot of people were talking about the football team, or Rapsheet today said the football team might have a better chance, and also the Giants played well, but the Broncos are just a good team this year. So I like the points, obviously, and I like all those guys scoring. I am worried because every single player's odds for any time touchdown right now are going up. I got these. Gibson was like minus 115 right now. I believe he is plus 105. No, minus 105. McLaurin earlier was minus 160. He's plus 175. Saquon was plus 130. Now he's plus 150. So I don't feel great about anything. I will say this. I don't know which defense it's going to be, but I put a little bet on both a Giants defense to score a touchdown and the football team defense to score a touchdown on their own, just because it feels like at some point during this game, either Heinicke's going to make a mistake or Danny Dimes is going to cough it up, and then we're going to be like, why didn't we bet on one of the defenses to score? So I will also sprinkle on both of those, Tony.
Tell you what, I do not hate those, because you know Danny Dimes does love turning the ball over, and Heinicke's got two starts in his career, so.
Yes, so you got to think at some point something's got to give. With those over rushing yards, I'll probably take Heinicke or Danny Dimes to score a touchdown like right before the game, because I already have a few touchdown parlays that I'm looking at right now that I know none are going to hit. So I'm going to put one of those in with Pat's parlay as well. I'm pumped for tonight. Hey, football Thursdays and Mondays just are so much better. The weeks are shorter with these football games.
It's the absolute best. I am worried for you as well. as you said, I'm worried about the Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah. Yes, it feels like that's one of those ones. No Ingram. They're going to be locking on Sterling Shepard and Slayton and Galladay, and then all of a sudden, boom, Rudolph gets wild, and he scores a score.
I have a same-game parlay today. It goes football team money line. Daniel Jones over 20.5. Saquon under 49.5. I'm worried about Saquon on a short week, how much they're going to give him to test the knee on the short week. And obviously, I think the football team is a decent run defense, obviously. Yeah. So I'm taking the Saquon under tonight. And then the part that's definitely going to fuck up this bet is the under 40.5 for tonight's game.
Points.
That's definitely going to fuck that one up.
Yeah, it's scary because if what they say about the Giants is true and that they're actually kind of good up front and they just got slaughtered by the Broncos D-line, who's unbelievable, and they come out firing on all cylinders, that's why the first touchdown score, Saquon plus 750, I kind of like, but I also like Galladay at plus 1,100 there as well, Tony.
Yeah, but it's not like the Washington D-line is any slouch either. So last year's games were 23-20. In 2019. Pal, what are you thinking?
Washington minus 3.5. That's all I got. I mean, okay. I don't love it at all. I'd feel better with Fitzy. I love Fitzy. But Heinicke looked good when he came in. They just, Washington made a lot of like mental mistakes against LA. Like they had multiple times they were driving and just took stupid penalties. I think their defense plays better against the Giants. The Broncos' defense was lights out against the Giants, so I don't think Danny Dimes is going to figure anything out tonight, Tony. I'd say maybe 28-17.
That's not good for me, dude.
What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking... I got on football team at 3 yesterday. I don't feel great about it at three either. And I took that same game parlay. These offenses last year were horrendous. Yeah. And
is Samuel still out? Is he out for a bit?
Who?
Curtis Samuel?
Yes.
Yes, he was placed on the IR, so he's not going to play. I mean, the Giants added Galladay. Danny Dimes was hurt a lot last year. Saquon's back. Should their offense be better? Yeah, it wasn't in week one. Is the Broncos defense good? I don't know. And it's not like it's Washington's offense didn't put up a lot last week either. So that's why I went under. I also love unders. Nick, are you doing quarterback overs rushing for this game?
Yeah, same as what we talked about in the last episode. I'm going over on both, and that's obviously included in Pat's same game parlay. So that's correct. Pretty much where I'm at. I put one in yesterday where I got them. I got the football team at 3, and I got Terry McLaurin for anytime touchdown with the Daniel Jones over 20.5 and the Heinicke over 22.5.
I like that. Someone just asked in the chat, what's the number to call in? We were going to do calls today, and then Mitt did text me right before the show and say, hey, phones just went down.
Damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Seahawks were down to 4.5 this morning for a little bit.
Have to stay away from that game now. Or I should say this. Can't take the Titans now.
I am, Tony.
Well, did you see what happened?
No, what happened?
This is what you don't look at. This is what you don't see in the numbers. This is hidden yards. Russ's like longtime mentor died today or yesterday or something like that.
Yesterday,
And he went on and he talked about him for a long time today. I mean, Russ is going to be playing for this guy, so I don't want to go against Russ in a game like this.
Can't do it in a death game.
Can't do it in a death game.
No way.
Does that change your opinion, Connor? Or?
Absolutely. I'm going to stay away then because I was going to take the Titans.
It's a death game. Can't do it.
Nope.
We all know that.
Won't do it.
Can't do it. Mitt, do you want to pull up the games that we have for today?
Yeah, Tony, I'll pull them up right now.
I'll let you go in any order. Gumpy, if you want to read them off since I can't see them.
You got it, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Niners, Eagles. This is down to Niners minus 3.
Oh, you know why? I thought I saw somebody tweet out that 90% of the money at FanDuel – is on the Eagles, which...
How?
I don't know. Maybe that's just at FanDuel. I mean, obviously they have a big presence in PA, and a lot of Eagles fans could be taking them. It being down to three is almost that I now have to take the Niners. I didn't want to. I definitely wasn't taking them at 3.5, but now that it's at 3, I mean, we got a ball game here now.
Yeah, I would have taken the Niners at 3.5. I love them at -3. It's the Niners against the Eagles. Like, think about if this game was week 1 before the Eagles smacked Atlanta, what would the spread be?
7. Right? It would have been 7.5.
Yeah. So 3? Come on. Give me the Niners. Give me the San Francisco fucking 49ers.
Hell yeah.
Connor, do you have any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, I was leaning towards taking the Eagles, but now that you said that, I am probably look at it. 50.5. I'm probably gonna take the over. The Eagles looked good, and they, you know, if the Niners get up a bunch, you know, history tells us this season that they will let the team back in the game. Yeah. So I like the over 50.5 there, because obviously, the Niners' offense looked fantastic against the Lions. Can't really hold any weight to that, but also their defense looked terrible late in the game. I believe they lost Jason Verrett for the season already. So, with what the Eagles got cooking, I'm not going to bet against Sirianni until Sirianni proves me otherwise that he actually is an idiot. Because now, all of a sudden, I think he's been playing us this entire time, and he's really a genius. So, I'm going to take the over 50.5 here, Tony.
Yeah, I think he may be a genius and may have been playing this. I'm going to stay away. I'm going to stay away right now.
Probably
tell
smart.
You what, if it goes down to 2.5.
I mean, if it goes down to 2.5.
It's a must play.
Put it on the tombstone.
If this game goes down to 2.5, put it on the tombstone. I don't know. I honestly, Eagles obviously have a good D-line. I don't, should the Niners be able to move the ball? Yeah. I think the Eagles might be able to move the ball, too, because the Niners' secondary did not look great last week.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I like the over. I think they're both going to score.
I think if there was a gun to my head, that would be the way that I would go, Connor, as well.
Tom! Eagles-Niners, that game's going to be crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Niners down to -3.
Oh, no, already? Can I address something real quick? I just got in here. I have been listening. I love you guys. Great to see you, Tony. Your question to Tom was awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much for you letting me do that.
No, and I'm sorry you weren't able to be in the office for that. That is a shame. I think we might be able to get him on again maybe at some point. It seems like he enjoyed himself, but your question was perfect. That bird, though, that was trying to take down this show was fucking unbelievable.
I killed it with a rock.
By the way, I watched that whole thing unfold there. Mm-hmm. Imagine when you throw that, it actually, like, you know, dead bird, like a duck hunt, comes falling through. That would have been wild. We would have had to answer some questions for that. I have to address something very quickly, though.
Go for it.
Gumpy tried to take down the whole fucking business earlier today.
What did he do?
Well, Gumpy has an incredibly difficult job. Okay, Gumpy, while we are live, anytime I'm live on any microphone, Gumpy has to rip clips and tweet them out from my account, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this is happening. Did you see how he tweeted, "I see light"? Did you see what he almost ruined the entire show? We almost got canceled out of Pittsburgh while talking to Coach Mike Tomlin.
Is that why the tweet was up and down like 3 times?
I see why, like an icy light is how he spelled that thing. We almost got taken out of Pittsburgh. Hey, those are the types of things that can't happen, Gump. I mean, you do an incredible job. You've done an amazing job. But that'll end the whole show.
I'll tell you what, if it was an icy light, though, if it was like icy light, like the slushy.
Oh, I see EE light. No, those are incredible. That's 7-Eleven, right? No, Slurpee. Slushy.
Well, those are Yanzaritas. You could get those down the south side. They take an icy light mango. They turn it upside down. They put it in a margarita. It's delicious.
It is delicious. And I believe there is another animal coming up behind you. But Gumpy, what happened out there, pal? Was it autocorrect? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Was it autocorrect?
Must have been.
Yeah, I thought so. People were coming after you in my mentions. They were like,
guys, bleeding the fifth.
Is that happening at your house or here? Is there people yelling right now?
No, that was the boys in the back. Yeah, they were yelling.
About the icy light situation or the autocorrect or what was it?
Yeah, I think about the icy light situation.
There's probably a goal. That always happens when we're doing a show. It's probably a goal in Euros or something like that.
Oh, is that happening right now?
Champion or Europa League.
What I'm saying is I saw some people tweet you some very mean things because of that particular tweet. I was a little bit like, hey, what the hell is going on? But I mean, you're doing a great job. You're fucking crushing it, pal. Hey, we're in the middle of...
It's a bad mistake.
Yeah, but it's like it's a mistake that, you know, could easily be talked about as, hey, that was autocorrect.
That was just look, no.
Hey, the guy's taking 4,000 swings in the plate. I mean, what are we doing? Let's at least give a guy a shot here. But a lot of Pittsburgh people were very, very unhappy about it.
Well, that's like if one of us were trying to tweet about that dog shit, tiger stripe, black licorice, orange, ice cream.
True. Yeah.
And we fucked it up.
Yeah. Yeah, but you've done a great job thus far.
Hey, so. Baby Gump.
Yeah, there we go. Go, go. Don't be down on yourself about this.
You know I will.
No. You give out terrible picks, you should be down on yourself. You don't do that. That I did see what the people were saying to you, though. That's why I felt obligated to come in here and address the elephant in the room. I want to let you know that I'm from...
Tito's not in here.
All right. See? Is that funny, Diggs? I thought maybe you, you know, a little bit nicer human now that you're out by yourself.
No, fucking bird flew into the window. I laughed at that.
Oh, yeah, of course. So that bird did die. In that bird. What are we doing? What are our locks, boys? Have we got to that yet? Are we in the middle of that right now?
What do you think about tonight? What do you think about tonight?
I like my same game parlay.
Love it.
I do, too. We talked about that.
And I'm not sure. You know, that thing needs to hit.
Has to.
We need that thing to hit because that thing, if we do it again next week, like, you know, it's much easier to say, like, hey, come on. You know what I mean? Like, hey, come on.
It already hit.
Let's get Big Mo on our side.
Yeah, we get Big Mo back on our side after the Thursday night thing. But I really do like it. I think Daniel Jones, every time he plays, he ends up running more than we expect him to. I think Heinicke, same way. I remember him diving towards the pile on there in the playoff game. That's all. That's my only thought. Like, okay, so he's rather athletic. Logan Thomas, tight end. Taylor Heinicke, maybe lean on him in his first game back. Feels like the right thing to do, especially with the secondary of the Giants, and over 40.5 total points, just because everybody seems to think it's going to go under, and we got 6.5 points there from the original line. So I feel like it's a good bet. I feel like it's a smart bet, too, from like the gambling perspective, reading the lines there. Not only the way I bet, like, hey, this guy's going to have to prove himself. Oh, this guy's going to have it. But I think the line, I think I did pretty good there. Did I or did I not go?
No, I think so. So last year in two games, Daniel Jones, and one of them ran for 70 yards, and one of them ran for 15. So average-wise, I mean, you're great there. Heinicke, you're right. I mean, he's an athlete. He was great last year. The over 40.5 is so low. It's so low. It has to go over that.
You would think, but, I mean, you're an unders guy yourself. And to be honest, the under on this was almost the pick while I was trying to piece together the parlay. Diggs, did you see the rules I have?
I did.
So there's some rules, and I enjoy that by sport FanDuel, by the way. There's like, all right,
smart.
Yeah, I enjoy that they're like game. You know, it's like a game. Like, hey, we are trying to beat each other here. You got to do this, but it was almost under, and I was like, no way, dude. There has to be a reason this thing's doing this. It has to go over. But I mean, 21-20 is a lot of points still.
I
mean, that's a lot of points. That's a lot of success on offense with a lot of, you know, pretty good defenses. I think.
Danny Dimes' long run was on a Thursday night.
It's primetime television. Danny always runs.
He'll get loose.
Everyone's zigging with the under. We zag with the over.
Yeah, that's like good betting, right?
Yes.
If it hits, it's good betting.
Yes.
So I'm really, really wanting this to hit. Like this one I'm
pulling for.
Yeah, because the streets on the internet get hot whenever I lose these bets. You know what I mean? I got other gambling shows, little tiny little blogs and podcasts and stuff, which I appreciate, and I'm sure they're great. Now they're judging my picks. And they're telling their people to fade me. I can't become the guy that people are saying you need to fade that guy. That is a tough road. I cannot be that guy. I need this plus 1,100, you know what I mean?
16. Hell yeah.
Odd to parlay to hit, you know?
Well, there's part of the issue, Pat, because new gamblers will look at this, and if it loses, they'll say, Pat lost. Experienced know that plus 1,116, whatever it is a once in a lifetime type bet to hit.
That's pretty big, but these are good odds, I believe.
Great odds.
This is that's why they wouldn't let it be under plus 400, by the way. They said if it goes under plus 400, we will refund everybody's bet. We are not getting into that. So it's just, I feel like this one has to hit. I'll feel real good about it. Now, you don't know this turn because you're in your backyard. Beautiful, by the way. Congratulations. Everything is very beautiful.
Thank you.
Very beautiful. Congrats, dude.
Thank you.
Oh, Foxy just walked in. Can't wait to hear what his thoughts are.
Hello, Tony.
Oh, geez, real loud.
Honestly, I just heard Pat say that he cannot become the guy that everyone says, oh, we got to fade his pick. So my ears rung up, and I said, I should go into the building.
All right.
So has anyone done their picks for tonight yet?
Oh, yeah.
Is everyone,
don't tell him.
Like me, on the Washington football team, minus 3.5?
All right, I'm out of here.
Is that what everybody's doing? I didn't hear it either. Is that what everybody's doing?
All right. That's the show.
Is that what everybody's doing?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Foxy, you're on par with the best gamblers on the internet.
Thank you. And also, Tony, you knew this. I have a prop bet that says the New York Giants are going to be the worst team of the NFL this year at plus 2,000. So there's no chance I'm taking the Giants because they stink. So we all ride on the Washington football team.
Yeah, but wouldn't it make sense, Foxy, because of that bet, for you to bet on them to win? Because then if they do win and you lose the other bet, then you're losing two bets in one.
Hey, that's
no, sound. That would make too much sense, Connor.
Yeah, that's valid what he just said there, dude.
Prick.
Wouldn't I want the Giants to lose? What'd I just miss?
No, but he's saying you could win either way here. Bet on one side.
Yeah, screw that.
It'd be like betting on whoever's playing against the line.
We're talking 3.5 points here, boys.
So the line was 3 yesterday, and I felt a lot better about it being 3.
That I'm just going to take the Giants to lose. I'm not going to rely on those 3.5 points for the Giants. That is no chance. I'm going all the way in. Giants stink. Giants lose. Washington football team will cover.
You just want that in the universe, the Alchemist. You want it in the universe that another plus 2,000 bet hits.
Bingo. Exactly.
You stink.
Yeah, can't get too greedy out here.
I didn't pick for tonight's game. I only did my parlay.
Yeah.
Everybody in the room is on Washington?
It's got to be the football team. Yeah. If they don't win this week.
No. We've learned nothing.
I have been hanging around Bruce way too much, and I bought in on the Giants. Okay. I threw a good bet on
it. Baby. Bruce was spinning that narrative against the Broncos as well.
Yeah, but Bruce loves the Giants. And I remember we talked about this earlier. I think we forgot how good the Broncos were. Diggs, you weren't in the room for that conversation. I think we kind of forgot how good the Broncos were. Don't you?
Yeah, I mean, they went to Super Bowl favorites as soon as Aaron Rodgers was even rumored to go to that team. So, obviously, people thought that the rest of the roster was pretty good. I mean, we're fucked tonight.
Yeah, it's over.
Same game parlay is going to hit, though.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
It is. All right. Hey, Diggs, what are you doing for dinner, man? You just going to watch the game all by yourself? Maybe some wingies?
It's not last night. So without my wife, I am an absolute disaster. Last night I had a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream for dinner. Oh. So I'm looking to improve upon that tonight.
Okay. Now maybe build the immune system as opposed to try to kill it.
Up that bird you knocked out of that tree with that rock.
That's a good idea.
Absolutely good.
Put it in the air fryer.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just be watching the game, fucking hanging out by myself.
Hey, we miss you over here, buddy.
Hey, I miss you guys. You know, it's not cool being home.
No.
Yeah, I felt that. I started feeling like I was on house arrest. These glasses too small for my head, I think.
No, those ones are actually for people who don't like their eyebrows, and so if they cover your eyebrows too. So they're supposed to get real close to the bottom of your eyes.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I've never really looked at the eyebrows to judge them, but it does do that job well, I think, if it's trying to cover the eyebrows.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's halfway up.
This thing's
head.
Mid forehead, right? Uh-huh. Here. This thing's two head, huh? All right. We miss you, Tone.
Hey, see you, Paul.
What are you on, Gump? You're on Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go football.
It's
got to
be. It's got to be.
All right. Do you like the same game parlay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
What?
I think the Giants are a very bad football team. I really do.
Really?
I watched that whole game against the Broncos.
I did not see that. I did not. I watched the edited down like 15-minute version.
So I had Dolphins and then I had Broncos Giants.
Gumpy, what's wrong with you?
Gump, my problem is the Giants were like fourth down conversions away from winning that game.
What's that?
The Broncos are like 3 4th down conversions away from losing that game.
3 4th down conversions?
Smith, so you didn't watch the game clearly.
Yeah,
I did.
His dad's Coach Montaigne, dude. He did. He didn't watch the highlights either.
What about the turnover?
He watched the film, dude.
What?
The Broncos didn't punt. They punted once in the first quarter on their first drive, and then they didn't punt again until 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, they went for it on fourth down three times within that period.
That's part of football, man.
Hey, now, the modern football, it does feel like it's that way now. It's becoming more and more aggressive. How'd Sam Martin punt, Mitt?
His one punt was good.
He had two, I think. I didn't watch the game, but I heard he had two there from Dix, right?
Yeah.
So his one punt was good. That's what Mitt just said. Okay, got it.
And if the Bears if the Bears hit on their fourth downs they went for in the first quarter against the Rams, they might have won too. Oh.
And if the Colts, okay, we can do this.
Oh, Pat, here's an interesting situation.
Go ahead.
So the Bears opened as 4-point favorites against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's now down to 1.
Wow.
Yeah, Bengals.
See, like,
I want to take the Bears
I'm taking the Bengals.
Just because of the line, right?
Yeah.
That's why you want to take them?
Yeah.
That's why, yeah. That's the only reason.
I don't think there's any reason the Bengals should be even going into Chicago.
What if the Bears are incredible and this is like a Bears-Rams situation? No, nothing says that they are.
I didn't think the Bears looked that bad on Sunday night. I really didn't.
Yeah.
Guess who was 32nd in week one in giving up quarterback sacks?
Bengals.
Who's that?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Hey, that's what Lombo was saying.
Yeah, and then I looked it up, and he was not lying.
Khalil Mack.
How come some Bengals fan tweeted that Lombardi was an idiot, and that wasn't true, and he watched the whole game? Was he just drunk? Probably missed. So Joe Burrow was still eating hits all game?
Well, did you hear what the first part of the sentence that you said, the Bengals fan?
Jesus. Nice. We should end the show a little bit, though. Who they didn't deserve that?
I don't like what that guy's saying about my team. That means it's not true.
That does seem to be an opinion versus fact thing starts being tossed around, and the lines kind of get blurred there whenever people start speaking about stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's fascinating. It's good for a sport. Hey, it's good for a league, too.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Pat, the Colts are 3.5 home dogs again.
Was that? What do you do? Are you?
I think I'm going to go Colts if I'm doing anything. Oh,
I know, Tony, you love home puppies. That's your thing. But
love them.
Tony.
I'm just going to watch Colts as a fan.
That's smart. You don't want to lose money and lose again.
Whoa.
You know. I mean, hey, before the season, you were pounding the Rams drum. You know how good they are.
I was, man. I mean, everybody has miraculously started hammering the Matthew Stafford's going to be great this year drum, I guess. Yeah. That's what it sounded like. But we were on that thing, day one.
Yeah,
I got into a fight with all the Philadelphia Eagles fans because of how bad I wanted Matthew Stafford in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
That offensive, what was going on? Aaron Donald might eat, huh?
Yeah, well, that's the worry is Fisher. Because if Donald's on one side, and then they got Leonard Floyd on Fisher, you need to have two on Donald, and it's a one-on-one with a guy who's coming off a torn Achilles this year.
Diggs, why do you like the Colts? Just strictly because the home dogs?
That's one of the reasons. I think it's quite an overreaction to week one. And I watched on Sunday night, and the Bears were running – and they got 5.2 yards a carry. So the Rams were 27th in the league against the rush in week one. Personally, I'm like, it's Andy Dalton. They don't have great weapons on the Bears. You should have stacked the box and stopped the run and forced Dalton to beat you. That's not what happened. I think if the Colts get it right with their O-line and they rush on the Rams, they could keep it within a field goal.
Hey, I like that breakdown as a Colts fan. Maybe I'm better than Colts now all of a sudden. I am going bet team. I'm just going to watch as a fan.
But
what says that they're going to be able to run the ball?
Or stop the pass.
And the one big worry
was... fuck happened there?
They got eviscerated through the air.
The defense is so good.
Is it, though?
What are you talking about?
How do you get beat on a 7-yard moonshot at the end of the half?
Hey, Russell Wilson and Ty Lockett have beaten a lot of people with that.
The Colts were number 30 last week in against the pass, and the Rams were number 1 passing.
Yeah. That's the thought. Yeah, and the story came out that Matthew Stafford wanted to come to the Colts, allegedly.
So it's like, you wanted Carl.
This is like, could this be like a Bruce Arians thing? Yeah. Could this be like a Bruce Arians going back to Chicago when they hired a guy from the CFL instead of him, and he was at Arizona, and he was up 21 in the fourth, and they were still throwing deep balls.
Crushing.
Man, that'd be tough if you passed up on Tom Brady for Philip Rivers and then passed on Matthew Stafford.
Hey, there's a pole right in the middle of your face. Okay? Just want to let you know that. It would be tough, though. The Tom Brady thing. Could you imagine Tom Brady's quarterback of the Colts? Gronk's here. Antonio Brown's here.
Imagine how happy you'd be with Stafford.
Yeah.
He's so good. I'm just gonna watch the game as a fan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put Bet on that game. I appreciate you guys. This has been a great show you guys had today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bet.
And Gump, don't let these people attack you. You made a mistake, not a big deal.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad mistake.
Yeah, but who cares? There's a lot of pretty bad mistakes. I make them every single day. You ever seen what I do behind that microphone over there? There's a lot of stupid shit that's done and said. It was autocorrect. It was autocorrect.
Nothing you can do.
Gump, it was autocorrect.
That thing always gets.
It's kind of Steve Jobs' fault. Mm. Now that I think about it, there were some mean things being said to Gumpy, though, from Pittsburgh people. And they're being said to me, too, so I think Gumpy probably feels bad about that. But it's like, hey, Gump, you deleted the tweet. There's nothing you can do. Fuck it. We move on.
Yeah.
Hey, we move on, hell Gump. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Diggs, you got anything to say to Gump? He's been down about this. I knew it.
I would say that, you know, anyone who's not from the Mid-Atlantic region or from Pennsylvania or from Eastern Ohio probably would have done what you did.
You're from all the way on the other side of the continent.
He's way over there.
Yeah, but I'm portraying. Well, I guess he's over here. I'm tweeting for a man from Pittsburgh. That's the issue.
Yeah, but everybody who actually knows this knows you're tweeting during that. You know? Like, it's actually become a thing. Like, hey, Gumpy's tweeting right now.
Pat mentioned it at the beginning of the show.
Hey, Gumpy's tweeting from the Twitter account.
Uh-huh. And I think Icy Light should be happy because now that I'm thinking about it and you spelled it Icy, I'm kind of craving an Icy Light.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing. As I read the Icy Light tweets, I was like, maybe they should have it like an Icy Light mango, like, you know, kind of a run there. Have the imagine the precipitate,
yeah,
the
condensation.
Condensation. There it is.
The dew
coming off of that can in that commercial. Oh, an icy light mongo, dude.
Sign me
come
up.
On. So like you did good for
good idea, Gumpy.
You did good for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's like those old Brisk commercials. I feel like he would reach into an icy.
That's Brisk, this? Baby. Yeah.
Yeah, with the skeleton.
Those are so good.
Brisk iced tea.
That's Brisk, baby.
I love cut your Brisk. Hand reaching into that ice, though.
Yeah, some ice is a little choppy. Actually, my wife got an ice maker that has like the perfect round.
Ice maker?
Ooh. Yeah, it's an ice maker. It was like circle. It was on Amazon. You dump water into it, and then it creates the ice in their perfect little round
pebbles.
Perfect. I mean, it's great ice. I've been a big ice guy. Now I use the cup.
Anything without ice, I ain't drinking.
Nah.
Unless
it's
an ice cold Bud Light.
What? You'll drink a warm one?
No. But it's I'll drink it out of the can.
Lonely ice cold beer and broke my heart.
Pat, while I have you here.
Yeah, bud.
Another interesting one is Bills -3.5 at the Miami Dolphins.
I'm staying away from all
this
these
This is a concern here.
Definitely staying away.
The concern here.
Go ahead, Gumby. My bad.
The Steelers beat the Bills by not blitzing. All the Dolphins do is blitz.
That's all the Steelers do, though.
Can Dolphins pull back and not do it, though? Because they just die being aggressive.
Yeah, but the Bills are going to put something in now for if they face that because they know that everybody else. It's copcat league. That's all anybody says. So I would assume the Bills are going to address the fact that the Steelers were able to get pressure without blitzing and were able to sit back in coverage. You would think. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know why they didn't do that during the game, I wonder.
The Bills have killed us. Killed us. Like last year, we were fighting to get in the playoffs and they beat us by 40.
Sorry, Diggs. What'd you say?
No, that was my favorite part of the Tomlin interview. He goes, yeah, we recognize and we love doing the Blitzburg mantra, but we also wanted to win.
Yeah, he said, we think Josh and the Bills wanted us to blitz, so we chose not to. Yeah. And that's how he ended his answer, by the way. That was like, it was like a harsh ending. Yeah, so we chose not to. And then he was still on the widescreen. It was like, oh, shit, what an answer right there. Yeah, that's, hey, we're going to do it. We're going to go where they're not. All right, that's good plan.
Smart.
That's good strategy.
I like you staying away from there's games where the Rams are -3.5 at the Colts. The Bills are -3.5 at the Dolphins. The San Francisco 49ers are -3 at the Eagles. The Saints are -3.5 at the Panthers.
Taking
like
that.
The Chiefs are -3.5 at the Ravens. All those -3.5 at games. Good luck. Good luck picking those.
The Panthers one you just said you're going to take with the Saints or
I'm
whatever.
I'm taking the Saints for sure.
Yeah, but we don't know what the Jets defense is. So how do we know what, you know what I mean?
I think Gumpy and I are on the Panthers.
It ain't good.
Yeah, I don't think the Jets are very good. And like, even if
Bob Sala though is like a great defensive coach,
I think they're starting at least two rookie corners, maybe three rookie in the secondary
for Carolina.
No, for the
Jets. They had like a fourth and a fifth rounder.
Oh, so you're saying that that defense stinks. So Carolina having success on them, although they did, that Saints defense is a different animal.
Yeah, like they had success against Rodgers. The Panthers had success against a guy who was making his first, playing in his first NFL game ever.
Yeah, but that's what that's why I'm staying away from a lot of these games. I don't think I know enough about any of these
Saints
teams.
Saints notoriously bad guys on the road, or play bad on the road.
Yeah, right? But that was not with Jameis, though. Yeah.
And they were on the road for their first game.
And actually, Duval. I kind of love the under in this game.
Why? Where's it at? 50-something?
44 and a half.
44. That's a lot.
The Saints scored a lot of points off of turnovers in the last game. And if the Panthers, what, they scored 20?
Yeah. 19.
19.
But still, if we're talking turnovers, we're talking Steve Darnold at the helm for the Panthers.
And we're talking Jimmy Winston for the Saints. He's airing things out. He's making basketball shots from the other side of the court with his eyes closed.
Boom.
Now he's just throwing it all over the yard. Mm-hmm. I feel like there might be a lot of points out there.
Saints got some injuries on their defense, too. That was my main thinking with the Panthers.
And COVID coaches.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Six of them?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it was? I think it was six of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Still taking the Saints.
All right.
Week two is hard. Week two is very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you don't know what anybody is. And nobody knows because of the amount of the line movement. Patriots were -3.5. They're -5.5.
Lock it in.
Seahawks went down to -4.5 for like half an hour today. They're back to -5.5.
Now they're back to 6.5.
Six?
Yeah, 6.5.
See, that's because we know, but do we?
Yeah.
That's what everybody's saying.
Oh, well, we were talking about the death game, Pat, because Russell Wilson's mentor died that you legally can't bet against Russell Wilson in this next game.
Well, I didn't even know about the mental coach, trainer passing away. Rest in peace to him, obviously. Do you guys have moments of silence on this show?
Yeah, rest in peace, and then we do the sign.
Oh, okay.
And then moment of silence.
All right, so we showed respect there, I think, right? Because you just did the thing, right?
Yeah.
That's number one on the five pillars of the Digs. Number
faith.
One. Family.
Family.
Football. Your job. Your gambling record.
Jesus!
Jesus Christ! That guy is awesome. That's my new favorite video. I've been sending that in text messages to everybody. Michael Cole texted me the other day something. I sent that son of a bitch right back. He said, what is that? I was like, listen to the man. You need a little bit of that in your life, sir. You need a little bit of that. But I feel like we have a false confidence on some teams because we saw 1 week.
Exactly.
You know? There's like a false confidence. So I almost feel like I'm in a worse spot. And I lost every bet on Sunday. I almost feel like I'm in a worse spot now than I was going into week one. Because week one, I thought I knew.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, nah, who knows about any of this? Can I make the same mistake I made last week, this week? And it's like, you can't do that. Can't do that around here.
Slam
New England. Very, very mature of you.
Thank you, Tony. I will bet on every game, though, when it comes around.
Chiefs is the one. Chiefs. It's got to be the
Chiefs. So, no, I was going to say Seattle Seahawks, though. Yeah. I said I'm betting on Russell Wilson until further notice. I like the Seahawks, and I like the Cardinals. That's what I like.
Belichick against rookie QB. I don't care who the hell is.
Where's it at?
In New York. I'm slamming the Patriots, just like I did last week.
What is it?
Five and a half. I took it at six because the juice was at like -105.
You guys -5.5?
Mm-hmm.
At the Jets. There's a teaser that I sent to Connor and Gumpy earlier this week. You could get the Patriots down to a pick'em with the Broncos down to a pick'em at the Jags. I don't love it doing it on the road with both of them, but you would think.
Hey, that's a good teaser right there. Teaser time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Vinny Unions does unions. Time does teasers, pal.
I love a good union.
Well, Vinny's unions run a tight ship, and they also, I think, like embezzle and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's an easy way to embezzle stuff. Italians love unions.
And so do Irish.
Oh, yeah.
So the Irish. The Irish love the unions as well. Mm-hmm. Teamsters, big time.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have a jacket that was mailed to me from a family member.
That's
pretty awesome.
It is. It is actually pretty sweet, yeah. But then I didn't know, like, what the next steps were, so I never wore it. Yeah, I never wore it, you know. And I had to ask my dad. I was like, hey, what's this all about? Oh, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to say hello or whatever. It was like, all right.
Tell him
I said hello and nothing else.
Yeah, what's the angle?
Yeah, what's the angle here? You know what I mean? What's the angle? Vinny Unions went down. Have we talked to you about the Colombo family yet?
No.
Your thoughts on the FBI saying, hey, listen, the Italians are still doing it and they're doing it big.
Well, obviously, that's one of the original crime families of New York. I love the Columbos. You never hear anything bad from me about the Columbos. I mean,
telling you, this guy's in Florida.
Tony, it sounds like and looks like right now that you are literally in one of those things where you're scared to speak and they black out your face.
My eyes hurt.
Because you have a staring directly into this. There he is.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Good pivot.
How about now?
A little more.
Jesus.
There it is.
Christ.
There it is.
Jesus.
Christ.
I'm stuck on somebody's fault.
What type of chair you want out there?
Huh?
What type of chair you want? A little fold out?
No, it's like a mesh. It's nice.
I'm scared to sit on all patio furniture. I think I'm going right through it at all times.
No, this is pretty sturdy.
I just like the plastic ones.
Those ones you can't sit.
That's bad.
The white ones that get kicked out in Jackass. I love those chairs.
White ones that get kicked out in Jackass.
You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
The plastic ones bend, though.
Yeah.
Those ones are more likely to bend. Those steel chairs you sit on, I don't want to get too much into this. Hey, those dudes getting hit with steel chairs on Friday nights in front of me. That hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Wait, those are sturdy, but they're so low. You know what I mean? The steel chair, the folding steel chair. You all right?
That clip of when everyone just throws them into the ring might be my favorite clip of all. That guy is laying on the fucking mat, and they just fucking hoss those things. The sound of me.
Jesus. All right. I'm going to get out of here, Tony. You guys continue to give out winners. Is this place still giving out their best picks or only the ones that you guys feel is okay with everybody else?
I always give out everything I got.
Because I thought this was a team and there's no I in team.
No way.
We give out our best picks.
There is a me, though, isn't there, Tone? Huh? There is a me in team.
No, there's not.
You've been giving out your best picks?
Hell yeah.
Somebody told me you had an OnlyFans giving out your five-star picks.
Whoa.
Not a bad idea.
There's a lot of people doing that. What was OnlyFans going to do without the boobs and stuff? What were they playing?
Lose.
What'd you say? Lose?
Fail. Crumble.
But that's what they were thinking, right? Like Patreon? They were going to run that thing like Patreon?
Uh-huh.
You know what people do? They give out picks behind their Patreon, right? Paywall?
So apparently people do that. Not us.
No, this isn't a gimmick, all right? I don't want you to bury anybody. But is that how people do it? They like... In the text message service you get from Cupmaker Jeff, people pay for that, right? Is that what happens?
Yeah, it's like a monthly charge.
I think there's boobs on Patreon as well. Let's not overlook that.
Really?
Really?
There definitely is.
Oh, the phone.
Pics and boobs.
I didn't believe. Believe there are. It's actually the perfect website.
You got it all right there, my friend.
You guys are the dumbest group of humans. All right, see you, boys.
All right.
See ya.
All right.
All right, we might as well give out some of the other games we like this weekend if you haven't talked about them. As far as NFL, I like Carolina. I like the Colts, I think. I like Buffalo. Sorry, Gumpy.
You gonna do this all year?
I think I'm going to lay the points with Denver and New England. And then Chargers, I liked them a lot better when I got them at 2.5 earlier in the week. I don't know if I would take them at 3.5 or not. Some final research tonight during the game, but I will give out my final picks tomorrow.
There you go, Tom.
That's another over there. Chargers, Cowboys. I love the over there.
What is it? It's got to be high, right?
51, I think.
Maybe. It's probably the highest of the week, huh?
Yeah, it might be up there a little higher, but yeah, it's up
there. No, Connor said 55.5.
I was going to say, it might have gone up 55. That's a fuck ton. Holy shit.
That is a fuck ton.
I could see 33-28.
Titans Seahawks is at 54.5.
Yeah, it's a real bummer because I was all over the Titans all week. Now I'm just going to stay away.
I can't believe that's at 6.5.
That's what I mean.
That's a lot, dude.
At some point, we're going to have... Well, no, we can't. It's a death game. But at some point, you're going to have to look at the Titans.
Believe me, I've wanted the Titans all week. Gumpy said to me in the car this morning. I was like, I don't like the Titans. And then since this news has come out, I will not bet against a death game.
Yeah, I mean, as far as line movement goes, like at some point I'm going to have to look at the Bears. I guess it's really only that game.
See, I'm almost taking the Colts just because I have all favorites. Like Colts and Panthers.
Like that.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just so much chalk.
It's like when you were in school and you looked at your Scantron test and you had like 3 C's in a row. And I was like, well, that can't be right. I'm going to have to change one of these answers.
I mean, I love the Niners. I think that -3 is insane. I really do. I like the I like the Patriots. Love the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I feel like they smacked the Jets in the mouth.
I agree.
I love the Broncos being down to -5.5. I would have taken them at 6.
That is a big one.
I love the Chiefs. This feels like one where the Chiefs just go off. They haven't done it in a while. They let teams hang around. Ravens short week, little banged up. -3.5 feels right there. And then I'm gonna go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll say it after.
I mean, the Cards feels like the ultimate trap game, but I mean, 3.5 at home against the Vikings after what they just did to the fucking Titans. Unless the Titans absolutely stink.
All these feel like traps to me. And a little gambling 101. If you like the Jags and Broncos game, depending on what side, it's just going to keep bouncing back between 5.5 and 6, I think. As soon as it gets to 6, people will jump on the Jags. As soon as it gets down to 5.5, people will jump on the Broncos. That'll probably yo-yo back and forth. So just wait for a number you like on that one.
Good to know. I'm nervous.
I think that might happen with the Niners and Eagles now, too.
I mean, if that thing gets to -2.5, that is...
I don't think it will.
That is the one.
Not like the Niners... It's not like the Niners looked bad.
No, they just, like... If the Lions didn't come back, what do you think the line would be? 5? Right?
Probably.
I mean, there's no good lines this week. None at all.
Hate it.
There's fucking... It. There's, you're either at 3... Or your big ones are what, 12?
Hammer. One of the worst is you're not even 3, you're 3.5 with all of them.
New England 3.5.
It's the Pats.
When New England came out at 3.5, you had to hammer that when it came out. But I would take it at -5.5.
Belichick rookie QB, you just have to. I'm just telling you have to.
Mac Jones, I mean, you could say it for Zach Wilson, he'll look better in his second game, but Mac Jones is going to be better in his second game.
They'll take shots.
Dolphins defense is better than the Jets defense.
Hold on. Damian Harris ain't fumbling. Football. Yeah, there you go. I just think it's New England. And honestly, I'd probably feel this way about anybody who was playing the Jets this week.
Yeah. Baseball today, there's a very, very short slate. I took one game under 5.5 in Yankees and Orioles. Gump, you didn't take anything, right?
No, I laid mine out. I had 2 day games, went 0-1 and a push. And then I said those 2 games for Friday for footy. Leeds draw no bet at Newcastle. Bundesliga Hertha Berlin money line over Gruther. And then we can go over Saturday tomorrow.
Okay.
If you're looking for an early one, Atletico Madrid. See, this is the thing with Champions League and Europa League. It's a kind of a bad spot because the better teams played midweek, right?
Yeah.
But that being said, you're also going to get teams at like a decent number on the money line. So that's something to look at.
Beautiful. Yeah, Fridays we'll give out all of our picks for the weekend. So we'll have all of our official NFL picks tomorrow and college football. We didn't do any of that today. We'll do that tomorrow. There is a college. Mitt, do you have college football tonight by any chance?
No, I didn't think there was a game tonight. I have a couple picks for Saturday. No there picks for Friday. I don't like Friday.
Tonight's Ohio at the Raging Cajuns. If I did take in one of my parlays, I took the Raging Cajuns. I believe they're -20.
-20?
Ohio just lost to Duquesne. And Ohio got blown out by Syracuse in game 1. Ohio has not looked great this year. Raging Cajuns, on the other hand, supposed to be a pretty good ball team. They didn't look incredible against Texas, and then Texas goes and gets blown out by Arkansas, so take that for what you will. Raging Cajuns are -19.5 tonight.
What do you think about Michigan State at Miami, Tone?
Not a fucking chance. I know we talked about maybe Michigan State, but I'm not going to trust that team yet. They beat a terrible Northwestern team and then, what, a 1AA school? So I'm going to wait to see.
Rutgers-Delaware line's still not up.
It will be.
What's that thing going to be, 20?
Doesn't matter. Rutgers money line. It's always Rutgers money line. Money
line. Fucking Delaware is 2-0, dude.
Yeah, fucking Blue Hens, dude. Joe Flacco fighting Joe Flacco's. They're good squads.
Goddamn dog fight.
Connor, you got anything else? You still there?
He gone.
Connor's gone.
Okay.
He gone.
Mate, you have college tomorrow?
Yeah, I got a couple picks, couple overs.
All right, we'll give those all out tomorrow. Pick Friday.
Pick Friday, baby.
Pick Friday. Good luck to everyone tonight. We're on the football team. We don't feel great about it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. At Hammer Down on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. Tell all your friends to subscribe and your enemies. Anything else, Paul?
No, you're good, buddy.
Awesome. I'll see you tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.